الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن اسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني او كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الامي الحبيب الكريم ونحن ولا ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد محترم دوستو بزرگو بھائیو قرآن کریم کی ایک چھوٹی سی سورت اور امام ترمذی کی نقل کردہ ایک حدیث آپ کے سامنے اللہ پاک نے پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی ہے. اللہ ہمارے سننے کو بیٹھنے کو قبول فرمائے. My brothers, time is very very important for us before we leave, before we depart this dunya. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained many many places the value of the time is so important. آدمی کا جو وقت ہے نا, ٹائم, بہت ہی امپورٹنس ہے. Once Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم passing through a grave. And he explained to Sahaba and companions, O mere Sahaba, O my companions, he was passing through a grave of a person. And he told the Sahaba, stand up and listen to me. This person is buried in this grave. This person buried in this grave. In essence, to read two rakat nafal namaz. Kya keh rahe? Do rakat namaz ki unhe mohlat mil jaye. You get chance only for two rakats. Prophet Sassam said to the companions, listen, you all performing two rakat nafal namaz so quick. And you don't know the value of this two rakat. You don't know the value of this two rakat which you perform in this dunya. If you come to know about it, what is the value of that two rakat, this person asking Allah, that Allah, if you give me chance to just to come out and read two rakat nafal namaz, because he is in this list of dead peoples, and you, all my companions, you are in the list of the alive people. And ad-dunya darul amal wal akhirah darul jaza. Where are you living now? This is called the house of the act and amal and deeds. If you do any amal in this dunya, you will get a reward. And in your grave, if you do anything, you won't get reward at all. After the death, there is no reward. Many, many stories mentioned by scholars. Like Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahumullah mentioned in his kitab, and he mentioned the story from Tariq Baghdad, from Al-Khatib, Abu Bakr Al-Khatib Al-Baghdadi. He explaining, a person, his name was Mus'ab, he was digging grave for many, many years. Anybody dies in the city, he used to dig the grave, prepare the grave for the person. So people asked him, did you see any unusual story, something? He says, no, myself, my father used to do same work. And he mentioned once, that once he was digging a grave, was old grave, and they want to bury somebody else. To kabar jaisi khodi, one elderly person was sitting and reading Quran inside. Reading Quran inside. How much more? And I quickly closed that grave. It happened that. Qabar ke andar mein hota hai. Sabit Banani was a great tabi'i, great wali of Allah. He was reading namaz in his grave. Mentioned by Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah. And the story mentioned by Ibn Asakir rahimahullah says, after every namaz, I used to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, if I died, can you give me permission to read the same namaz, meaning nafal namaz, in my grave? From the time I died, I buried in my grave, Allah given me a chance to read namaz. I'm reading my namaz inside. Happened that. Many stories mentioned by Akabirin. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this person is buried in his grave. He's asking Allah just a few minutes, 2-3 minutes, to perform two rakat nafal namaz. But he won't get chance. His two rakat will be more valuable than this whatever in this dunya, the gold, silver, kingdom, dominions, everything is in this dunya. He says that two rakat would be more powerful for me than whatever in this dunya. But he won't get chance that. How time is so important for us. Today we are alive. Alive. We can read only two rakat namaz. Salatu Toba. Salatu Toba. Salatu Shukr. Faraz namaz compulsory. And then some nafal namaz. Tahajjud namaz if you get. If Allah give all of us tawfiq. Very, very important. Tomorrow when we will die, you will say, Allah, give me chance to do that. لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, when your death will come, not, Allah is not going to delay a single minute. You have to go from this dunya. Then the person is going to say, Allah, give me few minutes so I can spend some money in the path of Allah. I can do this. I can do this. I can do some amal salih. Allah said, no, it's finished. When a person going to depart from the dunya? Nobody knows. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala was traveling on the way with the companions, with the sahaba, and he stopped. And he jumped down from his camel, and he was standing and reading. He stood up and read two rakat nafal namaz by a grave. When he completed his two rakat namaz, the companions asked, "Ya ibn Umar, this the person who's buried in the grave is maybe some great person that you stop your sawari and write and you read two rakat nafal namaz here." What Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu replied, "Do you know what he said?" He says, "Still I'm alive. I heard directly from Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When person died, he asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give me few minutes to read two rakat namaz. But he won't get chance. Today I'm alive. I can read my two rakat namaz. So I stood up and I read two rakat nafal namaz." So important. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Min husni islamil mar'i," the beautiful Islam and beauty of the Islam, "tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi," you must leave all the unnecessary things, unnecessary gatherings, unnecessary work, unnecessary things what we do. There is no benefit of this dunya, no benefit of the hereafter. Yes, they will. You won't get chance after your death. Especially my youngsters, they're thinking when we go grow up, old people like them, then we will read our namaz. Do you have yakin that you're going to be old? You're not going to die until you become old. May Allah give everybody long life, peaceful life. Say Ameen. But we don't know. We have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah give me peaceful life, afiyat life, which is full of afiyah. But we don't know. Our name is written in the death of, in the list of the dead people. When, what time, which month, which year. We don't know that. So why we don't prepare for our grave, which is the everlasting time. There is no end for it. There is no end for it. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu said. Hadith is quoted by Daylami in his Kitab in Firdaus. Subhanallah. Umar radiallahu anhu says, give me medium kind of kafan, not so ala, not so kind. Isliye se behtar kafan Allah mujhe dega. Aur agar mere amal theek nahi hai, then my bones of the right side and left side will go to each other like this. And my kafan will be destroyed. The beautiful kafan, beautiful taqwa, kafan. Taqwa is our deeds. Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat. Believe in Allah and do righteous deeds. that will help us in our grave. There'll be nobody there. No father, no mother, no brother, no sister, nobody will come with us in our grave. Each and everybody knows that a day will come, we're going to die. And Imam Shabi rahimahumullah mentioned, Ajib, Allahu Akbar, since when a person died, is another dead people, they come and visit him and they ask, did you see my son? What he's doing? Did you see my father? What he's doing? Did you see my daughter? Wait, what are they doing? They're worried about their family because they know what's going to happen. Because when a person buried in his grave, now that his a'mal, his deeds in front of him is like a mirror. He can see the reward of Subhanallah. How much reward? The Prophet said, if you read Subhanallah, the reward of from the earth to the sky. Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Many, many things. But you cannot see today. When you're going to bury, you will see the reward of Subhanallah. Reward of Alhamdulillah. Reward of Allahu Akbar. Reward of La ilaha illallah. Al-Malikul Haqqul Mubin. The reward of the Quranic ayats. Quranic ayats. The hadith is quoted by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an. Man mata, man qara'a al-Quran, summa mata qabla an yastazharahu, atahu al-malik. So when a person, he tried to memorize the Quran, ayat by ayat by ayat by ayat, even take 10 years or 20 years, but he's trying to memorize. Even he take 30 years to become hafiz or 40 years, but his intention to complete his Quran, memorize his Quran, Allahu Akbar. And if he died before complete his Quran, for example, he did one surah. Suratul Baqarah, he started, took 10 years. He's very old, can't learn, but he's trying. But his intention to become, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. His intent to be once and memorize my Quran, step by step by step by step. He won't take 10 years for two ayats, but he's memorizing. If he died before he complete his Quran, atahul malak, an angel will come in his grave, wa yuallimuhul Quran, and will make him hafiz a Quran, and he will resurrect on the day of Qiyamah in the list of the hafiz a Quran. We understood that if you do something in this dunya, is dunya mein hum kuch karenge to kam aayega. If you do bad things, then we have to pay for it. Because we don't know how long we're going to live in the grave first. Because till the day of Qiyamah, when the Qiyamah is going to come, we don't know that. That is our waiting room. Our waiting room. That's always I said, today's youngsters are here. Let me say that story again. The Mufti Abdul Rauf Sahab mentioned, Subhanallah, said one person, he was reading Quran in his grave, and the story, I was looking for it, I found in Nur Sudur fi Sharh al Kubur by Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahumullah, quoted this story in his kitab. So the person was reciting Quran in his grave. So another person asked him, there is no deeds after a person died, after the death. There is no deeds, no righteous deed, no bad deed, nothing. Why are you reading Quran? Why are you reciting Quran? What he said, I used to make dua every time when I complete the Quran. I used to say, Allah, how I'm reciting my Quran in this dunya, give me time. Give me time to recite Quran in my grave. So I'm reciting Quran because the grave is going to be a waiting room for us till the day of Qiyamah. Because the body is going to finish, but the ruh and soul is not going to finish. No sickness, no hunger, not thirsty, nothing. The ruh. And the punishment will get to the ruh. And the reward is to the ruh. Body Allah will create again on the day of Qiyamah, unless some good or very fortunate person, the body remain in the grave fresh till the day of Qiyamah. A
another person who was reciting Quran in his grave, subhanallah, a person asked him, is like call Allah opened the secret of some time to show them. But a lesson from that, some story, something happened, so that everybody can get lesson from that, story. That person was reciting Quran, asked him, why are you reading Quran? He says, do you know that whenever the Munkar and Nakir come in the grave and they ask question, man rabbuka, ma dinuka, man hadha rajul, who is your Rabb and what was your religion, the religion of Islam or other religion, and who's this person Nabi, you know him, you recognize him. If a person give all the answer to the Munkar and Nakir, then they asked him, what you like to do in your grave because you success. You know, when a person success, he's so happy, excited. So that person said that I used to recite Quran so many. You know, I used to complete my Quran every few days in this dunya, and I love to recite Quran. Can I get chance to read Quran in my grave? To recite my Quran, get chance to recite Quran in my grave. Subhanallah. He says, they said, okay, you can. Because you had so much love with the Quran, you were reciting Quran in this dunya, you can. I completed 70,000 times Quran in my grave. How many times? 70,000 times I completed my Quran in my grave. But he said, listen, a person, you still alive. You still in the list of alive people. I am in the list of? Main murdo mein hoon, tu zindo mein hai. Send me one time, subhanallah. One time. He says, this is a very cheap business. In this dunya, if you give somebody one subhanallah, he's not going to give you one Quran's reward. You giving me 70,000 Quran's reward? He said, yes, you're still alive. I can see the reward of subhanallah. But I completed 70,000 Quran in my grave. There is no single reward I'm going to get in my grave. Yes, I can read. But ba'dal maut, after the death, it's called darul jaza, not darul amal. Now is time to pay you. That's why the dead people is waiting for the person that send something. He says, if you recite one time subhanallah, I will get the reward. How much? Amount of between earth and sky. I'll give you the reward of 70,000 Quran. We understood. Today, you're not going to understand the reward of subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allah. What is the reward? That's why I said, Ibn Kasir rahimahumullah mentioned in his tafsir that when a person will enter in Jannah, his final word, he's going to say, wa akhiru da'wahum anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Final word. Wa akhiru da'wahum anil hamdulillah. A person came to Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi rahimahumullah, the Khan Pathan. He came and he says, Hazrat, I got two son. One son name is Mashallah Khan. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi, Allahu Akbar, Shah Waliullah Sahab, says, I got two son, Mashallah Khan, and second one is Subhanallah Khan. I got third one, I want to keep his name Alhamdulillah Khan. Hazrat said, no, don't keep that name. He says, no, I'm going to keep that name. I love the name. He said, he didn't listen to Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi rahimahumullah. He didn't listen to him. And he went back to his house. He says, I'm going to keep. Even though Hazrat said no, but I'm going to keep my son name Alhamdulillah Khan. Within few days, all children died. All. The murids asked Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi rahimahumullah, Hazrat, we don't understand. Hame samajh mein nahi aaya ki aapne kaise keh diya. Farmaya, the last and final kalam of the Jannati people, wa akhiru da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That is the end. And I told him not to keep. Otherwise everything will be end, whatever before that. Nothing you're going to do. Whatever the last is, alhamdulillah. Don't do it. He didn't listen to me. So Alhamdulillah comes in hadith. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said a person will walk on the day of Qiyamah. When Allah will resurrect him from his grave, will take him out, he will walk on the day of Qiyamah in front of him. La ilaha illallah. Right side, Allahu Akbar. Left side, Subhanallah. At the back of his Alhamdulillah. He is walking under the tasbih of the noor of the tasbih on the day of Qiyamah. We don't know the value of that. I was reading one hadith narrated by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. He says, whosoever recite La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubin 100 times, mi'a marra fi kulli yawm, every day, 100 times. Listen what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Kana lahu amanan min al-faqri, he will be saved from all kind of poverty. Together by both, aman, protection from poverty, from gurbat, garibi, and further mention unsan fi wahshatil qabri, and he will get some angel or someone will look after him in his grave. There'll be no fear for him till the day of Qiyamah in his grave. And وَفُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, all the doors of Jannah will be open for him. So many things we have to do in this dunya. First things, we have to perform our 5-time daily salah on time. Youngsters, subhanallah, they're my brothers. I'm requesting again and again, the day is going to pass. The life is going to finish. Nobody will come in our grave. Remember, nobody will come in our grave. Only our deeds will come with us. Either namaz will come, will save you from hate sight. Iman, namaz, roza, zakat, umrah, every way. In your grave, nobody will come. Nobody will look after you. Nobody will ask you after your death. Even nobody will come to your grave also. They'll come once a year. My son died. Let me go to the graveyard. Nobody will come. They will forget within few years. Before they used to read every day. For the marhum, after few years, nobody knows who he was. Only your deeds will look after you, will protect you. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. Imam Daylami also mentioned this. Sa'id ibn Jubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, rahmatullah alayhi tabi'i mentioned, subhanallah. He says, Abdullah ibn Abbas sahabi, he passed away in Taif. His janaza was lying down. A bird came, small bird, from the sky and went to in his coffin. Coffin ke andar chala gaya. We were waiting, we were looking for it. We could not find it. We were looking for it. Where the bird went? Kahan chala gaya ye bird? After that, we buried Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And suddenly, someone saying from the grave, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Oh, pure soul. Allahu Akbar. Allah, companions, and then you enter in Jannah. So these things will come with us in our grave. Nothing. So make firm intention today. Firm intention. All of us. Number one, which is mentioned by our Kabirin, that whatever sins we have committed in our life, firstly we have to make tawbah. Regret what we have done. We disobey Allah, we displease Allah. What I'm going to give answer to my Allah? Quietly, I'm wearing mashallah nice clothes. Inside in our heart, my mother don't know, my father don't know what I was going to do. I was doing in my room and outside quietly with my friends. Nobody knows, but Allah knows everything. I'm perfect in front of everybody, mashallah. I am Mufti Saab, Hafiz Saab. But inside, what I displease Allah, no one knows. Allah knows that. So for that, you have to be alone. Sit down somewhere. Read 2 rakat salatu tawbah and say, Allah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhambin wa atubu ilayh. And say, Allah, Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. Allah, I committed so many sins in my life. Quietly. That nobody knows. Openly. Some people knows. Allah, sometime inside the house. Sometime outside. Allah, forgive me. I know there is no one can forgive me beside you, Allah. That's we dua always. We read, we recite in our attahiyatu lillah. Zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Allah, oppressed so much upon myself. وَلَا يَكْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Nobody can forgive me. No one can forgive me in this dunya and the day of Qiyamah except you. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَكْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. فَكْفِرْ لِي. Allah forgive me. If you don't know any other du'as, this is a beautiful du'as which is taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. He used to recite this du'a many times. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Beautiful dua is kept by our kabirin in the namaz also before salam. So humbly you can ask Allah, I have committed so many sins in my life. Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. I don't know when I'm and which day and what time I'm coming to you. I have to show you my face. I have to show my face to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I am disgraceful in front of everyone. So today, inside, subhanallah, inside. That's why our kabirin says, oh, hadith, normally hadith, Prophet Sassam said that if the five time, the river, if you bath five time in a river, what's going to happen? There'll be no dirt on your body. If you read your namaz five times, there'll be no guna in your body. And you ask tawbah after every namaz. There are certain wazifas, certain du'as you can see after every namaz. Many, many hadiths, so many du'as. Number two, chalo, I don't want to go more in detail. Inshallah, the youngsters come back, inshallah, next week, Friday. I want to talk more about it. Very, very important for us to understand what Allah said, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and which way we are going. That sometime we do something that we thinking we're not going to die. We're not going to give answer to Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. We don't know. One person a few months ago, he was 27 years old only. And he had a cancer and he died. He know that I'm going to die. He know, he told his wife, today I'm going to die. And same thing happened. He said, take me everywhere, the whole city, and I'm going to recite my Durood Sharif and Zikr. On the way he died. We don't know. Sometimes youngsters are thinking, oh, when I'm going to go old, I'm going to do all namaz. We don't know. We have to start from today. Namaz on time, zikrullah, Quran recitations. And number two, very, very important, youngsters. Number two, ikhlas, sincerity. Number one, tawbah. Number two, whatever you do for sake of Allah only, for not to show anyone's. If you do anything, little bit, but only for the sake of Allah, you will get so much reward. So much reward. Comes in hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a person go and visit a sick person. Hadith, authentic hadith also, that from the morning till evening, 70,000 angels make dua of maghfirat for him. Another hadith also mentioned, if a person sincerely visit a sick person, Allah is going to create 2 angels for him in his grave will look after him. Till the day of Qiyamah. My brothers, sincerely we have to do all the act, whatever Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even though you spend £2 in the path of Allah. And third things, zikrullah, always on your tongue, not swearing. You know, youngsters always swear when they sit in the gathering, swear this, that, and unnecessary talks. There is no benefit of this dunya and no benefit of the hereafter. The main thing, wherever you walk, mostly la ilaha, very, very important. Inshallah, the first thing is tawbah, second thing is sincerity, and this is the third one is zikrullah, and fourth one Leave all unnecessary gathering, unnecessary work, unnecessary things we're doing. Leave it, that is not going to benefit you, and they're not going to come with you in your grave also. A day they'll come to the grave and will put you in the grave, you and your work, you and your Allah knows that. So very, very important, inshallah. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, inshallah. So practice upon whatever we said, inshallah, in my broken English. Right? Understand? Inshallah, immediately after Maghrib Salah, before dua, the nikah will take place, inshallah. And next week, the program, Juma Bayan, will start, inshallah, 10 to 1. 10 to 1, inshallah, Bayan will start, 20 past. The azan will take place. Thereafter, we're going to, inshallah, perform our sunnah. And half one khutbah will take place. So youngsters, please, my humble request to you, come quickly and listen some khutbah. That's, mashallah, you got opportunity, you got school holiday. Come quickly and listen something about Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which fresh our iman, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, inshallah.